Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Dr. Anne Marie Orlando, and she is the director of the UF Center for Autism and Related Disabilities. And she's here because this is the 17th annual Stomp the Swamp event. It happens every year in March, and this year it's March 7th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium here on the University of Florida campus. And it's usually an incredible event. All kinds of people come out, firefighters, some of their constituents, community members, just about everybody. So it's all for raising money for a good cause. So Anne Marie, thanks for coming in today. Tell us a little bit more about what the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities does.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you. The Center for Autism and Related Disabilities is one of seven university-based centers across the state of Florida that are charged with doing this work. Our work involves big picture building capacity of the community to support individuals with autism, their families, and providers to utilize evidence-based practices in their service provision.
Wow. So how did you get started in this kind of profession? Has this been your passion to work with these particular constituents?
Not at the outset, but my background is in speech-language pathology and audiology. I started out working with individuals who have hearing impairment, but as the prevalence of autism has grown, my work shifted more to working with students who had autism. And as a result of that, I was able to get a job here at UF at the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities, and then went back to school to get more information to help serve this population. Got my PhD here at UF in special education, and then came back to CARD in my job, and then I became director about 2.5 years ago.
Wow. So do you have a lot of people that you're assisting at this place?
We do. So our center, UF Gainesville CARD, we serve 14 counties in north central Florida. And across those counties, we have close to 9,000 constituents on our database of all ages. So we serve children and adults with autism.
Wow. So nobody can really age out of the program. You're there to help them all.
Exactly. They cannot age out. We have people who have been on our database since CARD came about in 1993, and we're still serving them now as they've become adults.
So it's been in existence since 1993?
It has been. It started out with four centers, but has grown to the seven centers, like I said, at universities across the state, each serving a particular catchment area. So each of the 67 counties in Florida is served by a particular CARD center.
Do you have a particular specialty that you all assist with?
All of the centers have to know all of the supports for autism across the age range. So because autism, there are deficits in social communication and the presence of restrictive repetitive behaviors, we have staff who are from disciplines such as behavior analysis, speech-language pathology, occupational therapy, education, social work. And we value all of the contributions of the various disciplines because autism is a complex disability, and not one discipline has all of the knowledge to provide all of the supports for individuals and their families. So we really rely on this multidisciplinary collaborative team to support people.
And where is this center located on the University of Florida campus?
We are located within the UF Health Inpatient Psychiatric Unit. Part of that building is dedicated to the inpatient hospital, and the other part is dedicated to autism services. We are co-located with the University of Florida Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment, which has a clinical unit and provides patient navigation. Also housed with us is the Florida Autism Center, which is a private behavior analysis provider that serves individuals who have severe problem behavior and those who have feeding aversions. And then also with us is the UF Shands Rehabilitation Center that provides speech, occupational, and physical therapy on an intensive basis to people with autism and related disabilities of all ages.
And I've noticed your name tag here says research, so I'm assuming that you do research as well.
I do. I collaborate with many other researchers here on campus, but I have a research line, and it's I'm a research associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry.
So it seems like the center has made great strides into helping people not only in this community but throughout the state of Florida.
Yes, our center, along with all of the other six centers, we have worked very hard for a long time to serve this population of folks, and it's been it's a tremendous honor to be able to do this work. We try to collaborate with the different providers within the UF Health system, including child and adolescent psychiatry and adult psychiatry, the therapists and other providers within UF, as well as outside in the community, because we serve 14 counties. So our staff spends a lot of time. We spend a lot of time traveling out to those other counties to meet people where they are. We don't expect people to come to our center. That can be very challenging for people who live in the outlying areas. It's a long drive. And so we go to schools, we do home visits, we do training out in the community to try to meet everybody in our area who has autism or related disability.
Wow. So you have a fairly large staff then, I would say.
Yes, there are 16 of us now who do this
good
work. Right. We have administrative staff, and we have our consulting staff that everybody works very hard to try to meet the needs of this population.
That's great. So it sounds like it's very fulfilling for you as well.
It is. Absolutely. Our team is very dedicated. Our team is very, very competent in their roles, and they provide a great service.
Well, we're going to take a break in just about a minute and a half, but we're going to talk more about this event that you've had for 17 years. But I'm assuming there's more events that you do throughout the year, or there's always an opportunity to help financially provide to this organization.
Absolutely. There's always an opportunity to donate to our center. This event that we do annually is supported by our constituency board. Each of the centers has a constituency board that's made up of our constituents and their families who have autism. And that board, according to the Florida statute, is charged with supporting us with up to 2% of our annual budget, and to provide additional services outside of the ones that we are funded to provide by the State Department of Education.
So do you have quite a few people on this board?
Yes, we always are seeking to have more people join our board because we want representation from the different counties that we serve. But yes, they're made up of, like I said, families and individuals on the spectrum, and we really value the support and guidance that they provide to our center.
Wow. Well, this is great. Dr. Anne Marie Orlando is the director of the UF Center for Autism and Related Disabilities. She's here today. We're talking about the center, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the ever-famous 17th annual Stomp the Swamp event for autism on March 7th, 2026, from 1:30 to 4 p.m., Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. And you can give us all the details and how people can sign up to be a part. So we're going to be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Dr. Anne Marie Orlando, and she is the director of the University of Florida Center for Autism and Related Disabilities. She's been in that position for quite some time, and she is well-versed on everything the community provides for our autistic and autistic spectrum constituents. And there's a special event coming up. It's March 7th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. It's called Stomp the Swamp. And it's going to be an incredible event at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. And people of all ages, even constituents in the autistic community, can be there. You said there's even firefighters that come?
We have had firefighters come and walk the event or run the event in the stadium steps in all of their gear. It's so amazing and just very impressive.
How do they do that?
I don't know. They, but yes, they put on all of their uniform and their gear and their tanks, and they you know, they walk up the stadium steps, and it's a very impressive sight. And it's very encouraging, I feel, to everybody who's at the event to see these firefighters out there. It encourages them to do the same, to go ahead and without the gear to walk or run the stadium steps or walk or run the stadium loop. It's a great event. We have, like you said, we've been doing this for 17 years. This is our 17th annual event. It's an opportunity for our constituency board to support a fundraising event for our center. We have vendors and researchers who come out and set up tables. And the purpose is to share information about what are all of the services that are available in our community and the surrounding community to support individuals with autism and related disabilities.
Wow. So you said you have a cross-section of the community that comes, and you don't have to run all these stairs, but is it kind of like going up and down the stairs and then going around? I know that if you go around the inside of the stadium three times, that's like 1.1 miles.
Exactly. So we start it, and people keep track of how many loops they've done in the time frame that we provide, or how many steps they've gone. And then it's an honor system. People report that they usually get a bracelet to wear, and then they track it on their bracelet, how many steps or how many loops they've taken on the steps. And then we provide awards to people who...
prizes. Now we're getting somewhere.
That's right. People who have completed the most loops and the most steps. We give awards to children. We give awards to people who bring the largest team. So we have a lot of therapy providers in the community who bring their whole staff, and they get an award for having the largest team. So also sororities and fraternities show up. They may have the largest team. So it's pretty exciting.
Wow. And you said that it's a suggested donation of $25. Of course, you can give more because it all goes to a good cause. And there's some kind of really incredible T-shirt involved.
There's always an incredible T-shirt. In fact, we at our event, we typically sell vintage T-shirts from previous Stomp the Swamp events because the T-shirts themselves are so highly coveted. We have a new piece of artwork that's on the shirt this year that's provided by one of our constituents. And every year, what's on the shirt is different. The graphic is different. But we also put the sponsors, the name of all of the sponsors for our event, go on the back of the T-shirt. We're so grateful to the community of sponsors that we have that support the purchase of the T-shirts, that support the renting of the venue and all of the other activities there. So it's a great time for the community to come together to support this population.
Wow, that's really pretty cool. And how many people do you usually have attend?
That's a great question. I would say we typically have between 300 and 500 people attend over time. That's been about the attendance.
Wow, 300 and 500.
300 to 500, yeah. And it varies, you know, depending upon the weather, the time of year, and what's happening in our community at that time. We typically have this on a Saturday, and given the availability of the stadium, And it's typically in the morning, but this year, just so everyone knows, we've moved it, as you said, to the afternoon. So the event starts at 2 o'clock, registration opens at 1:30, and we'll have the vendors there also at 1:30, so people can come and speak with any of the therapy providers, the researchers, the community providers about different services that they might be interested in. We will also have activities for children.
Oh, okay.
We often have Albert and Alberta there, and our spokesperson or MC for the event will be Scott Strickland this year, so we're very excited about that.
Wow, it's great that UAA is getting behind this really noble cause here.
Absolutely. They have supported us in the past, and so we're really grateful to partner with them again this year.
And I haven't asked this, but I'm assuming this is rain or shine, the event will happen?
It is rain or shine, yes. We try to put our vendors under the covered portion at Gate 7, but yes, it's going to happen rain or shine.
And the vendors, I'm sure these are people that actually help with autistic needs, but is there like food and drink available as well?
We do get donations from different places in our community to provide bagels and water. Pepsi's going to donate water to us. We have Publix will also make a donation. So it's great support from our community.
That's great. So how has the response been so far? Do you have a little tally of how many people have been online registering?
We already have many people who have registered for the event. We have many sponsors. We have different levels of sponsorship. And so we have people at all different levels of sponsorship who have already signed up to be a sponsor and to participate in the event. So we're very excited about that. We've really worked hard to, our staff has worked incredibly hard to get the information out early and to make that available.
You did very early. So thank you. That's good. We always like to know if it's the last minute, it's just a little too hard to promote.
Yes. And that's thanks to our constituency board who has really been, leading the charge and helping us get the word out.
Well, if people want to find out more information about this event, what is the best website for them to go to?
The best website is www.card.ufl.edu.
And I guess you technically don't have a limit on how many people can attend.
We don't. We would love to max that out, though, if that's possible.
So this is the annual March event. And you said throughout the year you're always looking for financial donations as well.
We always are because the state funds us to do particular activities, and those activities include providing and building public awareness about autism, to provide training to anyone who's interested in learning about autism, and to provide individual and technical assistance to families and providers working with particular individuals. And so beyond that, we use these funds to support the purchase of our safety gear boxes. And these include items to help to mitigate wandering. People with autism are at greater risk for eloping from safe environments. And so we provide these at no cost to families who have a loved one who with autism who may try to leave a safe event. And so what's contained in those boxes are door and window alarms. We have some stop signs. We have a voucher for a shareware bracelet. This bracelet allows for if a person is found somewhere and someone in the community were to wand their phone over the bracelet, it would bring up information about the individual.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
And the person to contact if, in case they are found. It also pings the individual who's the caregiver, and so they can locate the child more quickly or the adult more quickly. And so we use the funds to purchase that. We also know that individuals with autism have a difficult time with employment. The rate of unemployment for individuals with autism is higher than for the general population and higher than for people of other disabilities. And so every year we run an employment boot camp. And so we teach people, how do you find a job? How do you get a job? And how do you keep a job? And so the funds that we raise go to support that effort as well.
Wow. Well, this is an incredible center that, you know, I say I keep finding these best kept secrets on campus. And this is another one where you do just incredible work.
Thank you.
And it's Stomp the Swamp. March 7th, 1:30 to 4 p.m., Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, and you can still sign up, get your team ready, cool T-shirt.
Cool T-shirt.
All for a good cause.
All for a great cause.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's a pleasure.
That was Anne-Marie Orlando, Center for Autism Acceptance and Awareness Director, discussing the 17th annual Stomp a Swamp for Autism on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.